Matt Phillips, take that, everyone!
Rousing speeches and stirring march music were the backdrop as nearly 20,000 government opponents and supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat staged a rally in blockade of the government's main administrative building in Bangkok. About 3,000 police were deployed around the building with a further 2,000 army troops on standby. The rally was organised by the United Front of Democracy Against Dictatorship, whose supporters dress in red. Kunwacharya said he was protesting the government of Prime Minister Apisit Vejjajiva, which came to power in December. Mr. Apisit formed a coalition government after court decisions banned several ministers in a pro-Thaksin government.
Yeah, we would like to promote democracy process in Thailand. We would like to protest injustice and unfair elect government in the parliament.
Ousted in a coup in 2006, Thaksin-backed parties won general elections in December 2007. He fled Thailand last year before a corruption court verdict that sentenced him to 2 years jail. Efforts by pro-Thaksin governments to rehabilitate the former Prime Minister and supporters from political bans and court cases met with resistance and protests in Bangkok. The People's Alliance for Democracy launched protests in May last year against the pro-Thaksin government. These included occupying the government house compound for more than 3 months, as well as the two main airports in Bangkok for more than a week. Thailand's urban middle class accuses Thaksin and his government of corruption and abuse of power. But he remains popular among rural workers and urban poor due to his populist economic policies. Protester Chayawat Upapong says he hopes Thaksin will return soon.
I hope he will come back again soon. He will come back soon. Yes, most of the people respect on him so much. And he has a power, can make clear all every problems in my country.
Rally protesters are pressing for the government's resignation, as well as prosecution of leaders from last year's rallies. The current government has allowed Thai police to issue warrants against 21 key leaders in last year's rallies. Thailand is to host a Southeast Asian Leaders Summit later this week. The ASEAN meeting had been postponed last year due to the protests. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.